welcome everybody to the Wednesday night Bible study here at the Six Eyes Radio Network. This is Missionary Kenneth Wolfgang saying welcome one, welcome all to the Wednesday night Bible study and the Six Eyes Gospel Bus. As we get rolling out here tonight, first we're going to open with a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, we want to thank you again for another day. In you we have another.
We ready to do this?
Nah, man. Everybody's running late.
Are you serious?
Yes.
And I hope they make it.
Oh, they make it. They may be late, but they'll make it.
They better make it, because we've got a lot to do.
I love them like I do. You met me deep in my despair to show me you would never leave me there. You claimed me 'cause I was made for so much more. I am your child, and I'm worth fighting for. Oh, heavy with the weight of my mistakes, you carried me and refused to let me sink under the pressure you meant for me to soar. I am your child, and I'm worth fighting for. Eyes haven't seen, ears haven't heard all you have planned for me, and nothing can separate me from your love. When there's so much more still worth fighting for. Now I'm moving by faith and not by sight towards victory. By the power of your might, you're straightening out my path. Closing every door, I am your child, and I'm worth fighting for.
Never. The greatest man I know. I dare you lift your hands in this building and open your mouth and worship a great God. Clapping is easy, but can you open your mouth and say,
I'm
contact with us here at the Six Eyes Radio Network, there are three email addresses you may use to get in contact with us. First of all, if you wish to get in contact with me, Missionary Kenneth Wolfgang, about any kind of Bible questions that you may have or programming here or complaints about programming, you may contact me at feelandtouchking@gmail.com. That's feel like you do with your fingertips, F-E-E-L, letter N as Nancy, touch like you do with your fingertips, T-O-U-C-H, king like the guy who sits on a throne, wears a crown, K-I-N-G, at gmail.com. In your subject line, you just put what you're in reference that you're wanting to get in contact with me about. Secondly, if you wish to get in contact with Ruth about her Bible prophecy, you would contact her by KJV 1611 Ruth at gmail.com. That's K as King, J as Jackson, V as Victory, 1611, R as Randy, U as Umbrella, T as Tom, H as Henry at gmail.com. Again, KJV 1611 Ruth at gmail.com. In your subject line, put Bible prophecy. And thirdly, last but not least, if you wish to get a hold of Brother Six Eyes about any of his Six Eyes Music Studio Productions work, where you can get recordings made, whether album, commercial, etc., or if you wish to get donation information for the station here at the Six Eyes Radio Network, you contact him at sixeyes6@gmail.com. That's S-I-X-E-Y-E-S, digit number 6, at gmail.com. Again, S-I-X-E-Y-E-S, digit number 6, at gmail.com. In your subject line for him, you put what you're in reference that you're wanting to get a hold of him about. And in all three cases, in your body of your message, refer to your subject line, and we will not only read your message, but we will get back in contact with you. Amen.
7 days a week of what you really want, the Six Eyes Radio Network.
Enjoy great programming here on the Six Eyes Radio Network. 7 days a week by calling 424-243-9617 and 424-243-9617. Press the number 1, join the conversation. And it all gets started here on Sunday for the Sunday Gospel Show. Get your praise on without leaving the house. 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific. On Monday, get motivated with Motivational Monday with Pastor Kenneth Bonnet, 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 Pacific on Tuesday.
Take me to the key. I don't have much to bring. My heart is torn in pieces. It's my offering. Take me to the key.
Evangelist Timothy Gruber takes the mics on the Word of the King on Six Eyes Radio, 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 Pacific. Then on Wednesday, it's time for Bible study with the Wednesday Bible Study Show and the Six Eyes Gospel Bus with Missionary Ken and Ruth Wolfgang, with great music and scripture, 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 Pacific. Then on Thursday,
don't laugh at me.
Jumbo Braille program here on the Six Eyes Radio Network. the one and only program here on the Six Eyes Radio Network that could be felt. 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 Pacific, on Friday.
It's not because of what does, it's because we refuse.
Talk with Missionary Ken and Ruth Wolfgang Show. It's where you get Bible college on the air with no homework. 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 Pacific, and last but not least, it's open programming on Saturdays.
Hello?
Yeah, hey, Ruth, I don't know what's going on with me, but I'm so down. All I want to do is sleep and have no appetite. I feel like it's just better to sleep right now.
Sweetheart, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to say.
Yeah, Ruth, I wish you really knew what you could say or do, but I'm just disappointed. All I want to do is sleep, and it seems like anybody I talk to doesn't understand it.
I wish I did know what to do, sweetheart.
Well, sometimes friends don't know what to do. It's better to get the professionals to give you the help when you need it. And call the National Mental Health Line at 1-800-273-8255. Again, that number is 1-800-273-8255. And this message has been brought to you by Six Eyes Radio Network. And now it is time for the Six Eyes Bible Memory Verse of the Week. This week we are going into Deuteronomy chapter 12, verse 32. Deuteronomy chapter 12 and verse 32.
What things soever I command you, observe to do it. Thou shalt not add thereto, nor diminish from it.
Okay, and one more time.
What things soever I command you, observe to do it. Thou shalt not add thereto, nor diminish from it.
And that was our Six Eyes Bible Memory Verse of the Week, Deuteronomy chapter 12, verse 32. Deuteronomy 12, verse 32, telling us when God gives you a command, you don't add to it. And we also know you should not take away, because His Word is His Word, and you don't add or take away from God's Word. Amen. Found in Deuteronomy chapter 12, verse 32. Amen. Is U-Haul open?
No.
We got to get this stuff moved. I heard about a great hauling service called Blind Truck in the Vastabula.
Oh, yeah?
Yes. They must have been around for a while. I hear they haul light furniture, groceries. I even heard they hauled pets at one time. Yes, so I'm going to give them a call. The number is 440-789-9411. And they do have a PayPal. I hear they don't charge a thing, but they do accept donations. So we got to help keep them on the road. Their PayPal is the number 2-F-O-R, the number 1, Katie, K-A-T-I-E, at gmail.com.
Okay.
Yes. So we got to get this stuff moved. So come on now. That's Blind Trucking. All right. Let's do it. That's Blind Trucking of Ashtabula. Blind Trucking of Ashtabula Hauling Service. 440-789-9411. All right, come on now.
All
there? Sure. Hope you are ready. Hope the food is ready. Can't wait. Now he'll never make dinner, never again, and several people won't make it home. Texting. It can wait. No texting while driving. Brought to you by Six Eyes Radio.
This commercial was also brought to you by Blind Trucking of Ashtabula. Keep your hands on the wheel and your eyes on the road. Amen. And very good advice right there. Your hands on the wheel, your eyes on the road. No texting and driving. Hey, no talking on the cell phone and driving either. Good advice. Amen. But right now we're going to play another song for your listening pleasure, and then we're going to see who's all with us that might want to say hi and got any prayer requests or prayer praises. Amen. Because as we're rolling along here on the Six Eyes Gospel Bus on the Wednesday night Bible study, we want to just get your prayer praises and prayer requests in here tonight. So amen. All right. And Sister Emily, we got your mic open, so we're ready to hear from you about any good prayer praises, prayer requests, any of that good thing. And, yeah, you also got to get after Ruth. Tonight she's on the gospel bus, and she ain't snoring like she was last week. She's over there doing her crumbs again.
She better cut that out, or she's going to be scrubbing it with a toothbrush.
Yeah, that's right.
And that ain't only the inside. She'll do the outside that way, too.
And you know what? The worst part was last week, Jim had to carry her off the bus, you know, with his big muscles.
Well, I don't think he'd be able to do that this week.
I know. He got a backache from it last week, so she's lucky she's awake this week.
Well, the one prayer request you already know about there, Ken, so all
unspoken,
I'm going
right?
to say is exactly about what I talked to you about beforehand.
Right. All right. Anything else?
My mother, all patients and staff at nursing homes, hospitals, wherever they may be. And
Okay. Naturally
all our first responders.
Okay. And, of course, keep me in your prayers.
Always.
Hey, if you don't keep me in your prayers, who would do the show?
Yeah, true. Then we'd really be in trouble. And then the head
yeah,
boss
you'd be stuck.
Would have our heads.
You'd be stuck having to listen to a rerun if I wasn't around. See? Y'all
no
are
reruns.
Blessed to
Those
have
are
me,
no
ain't you?
Fun.
See, aren't you blessed to have me around? That's why you got to keep me in your prayers. And Ruthie says she's not feeling well. I don't see how she could feel well when we ain't got one.
Yeah, plus that'd be awful wet.
Yeah, if we did have one, it'd be awful wet and deep. All right. Any other requests or anything you want to praise the Lord about, Emily? Come on, give us something good tonight, too.
Well, I do have a good praise report tonight.
Well, I hope so.
I turned around. I got a hold of two of the doctors that I've been seeing, and both of them so far said I don't have to have any more treatments.
That's good. Now, the only thing we got to pray about is getting Emily to let me have that big whopper with those fries.
No. And you keep that up, Missionary Ken. Wait till after the show. I will put my shoes on and personally walk over there and get you.
Hey, don't you know it says he that's given appetite be better if he put a knife to his throat? All I'm trying to do is practice that verse, have an appetite for a whopper. Right? So maybe Ruthie will go get me the Whopper.
I don't think that'll work either there, Ken.
Send Ruthie to go get my Whopper.
Nah, don't think so.
Oh, well.
That's not
Whoop.
A greasy Whopper and greasy fries are not part of a healthy heart diet there, Missionary Ken.
Oh, well, I'll talk Ruthie into getting it for me yet.
I bet that'll work. What Ruth
well,
say?
She says, no, she agrees with you, Em. I guess I'm stuck with it. Well, anyway, everybody, just a reminder that we do have a restroom on the back of the bus here, and just hold the overhead racks or the seat backs for safety. Accompany any smart children, and please lock the door so you don't have no unexpected guests.
Are kitty cats allowed loose on the gospel bus?
As long as they don't get underfoot. Because then if they get underfoot, someone might step on them, and then they'd be a flat cat cake.
Don't start the flat cat cake thing tonight, buddy.
Not well, they would be if they got under someone's foot.
Trouble off air.
So, all right. Well
we
that,
basically got four of them running around in the back of the bus playing around with these kids back here.
All right. Well, why don't we play another song for your listening pleasure, and we'll keep
good
rolling
luck
here on the 6 Eyes Gospel Bus and the Wednesday Night Bible Study. Amen.
That's boogie.
So good to make it this far, and I didn't think I could take it so long. There were days I wanted to quit, and I said surely this is it, but I held on, and I've watched as so-called friends turn and walked away, and it hurt so much I didn't have words to say. But even when my day turns to night and nothing seems just right, Lord, I thank you for my life, for my life, Lord, I thank you for every victory in you I've seen, and all the moments I know, Lord, it was you who kept me. So I thank you for my life. And I've watched you take my family from there to here. And when times were a little rough, God, I know you were near. Thank you, Jesus. And the moments I thought I'd fail, I was reminded of your nails. So I held on. And if I never live to see another day, there's nothing I would change or take away. I've had so many ups that they far outweigh my downs. Lord, I thank you for my life. For my life, Lord, I thank you for every victory. Lord, I know I almost went crazy. Whoa, but I'm still here. Oh, Thank you. Thank you, Jesus, for my life. It may not be all that I'd hoped for, and every dream has not yet been realized. But to see your face one day, it's all gonna be worth it. Yeah, yeah, Lord. So I thank you for, thank you for every mountain, every valley, God, everything that you brought me through. Thank you for, I know it was you, God. I just wanna take the time to say thank you, Jesus, for my life. Oh, thank you, Jesus, for my
I know y'all want to hear some more stuff, but if I had time, I would just look at you and touch you, tell you, touch your neighbor to your right and to your left, and tell them, say, neighbor, you're looking at victory. Just tell them, I wish I had time. Just look at one person and tell them, say, you're looking at a victorious believer. You're sitting next to a miracle in the making. You're sitting close to an individual that recognizes and realizes that no weapon that is formed against him is going to prosper. That every tongue that rises up against him in judgment is going to be condemned. You're looking at somebody who realizes that greater is he that is within me than he that's within the world. You're looking at somebody that realizes that they're the head and not the tail, that they're above only and not beneath. If I stay there, I ain't no chump, I'm a winner.
If you'd like to get in contact with us here at the Six Eyes Radio Network, there are three email addresses you may use to get in contact with us. First of all, if you wish to get in contact with me, Missionary Kenneth Wolfgang, about any kind of Bible questions that you may have or regarding the programming here or complaints about programming, you may contact me at feelandtouchking@gmail.com. That's feel like you do with your fingertips, F-E-E-L. Letter N as Nancy, touch like you do at your fingertips, T-O-U-C-H, king like the guy who sits on a throne, wears a crown, K-I-N-G, at gmail.com. In your subject line, you just put what you're in reference that you're wanting to get in contact with me about. Secondly, if you wish to get in contact with Ruth about her Bible prophecy, you would contact her by K-J-V, 1611 Ruth@gmail.com. That's K as King, J as Jackson, V as Victory, 1611, R as Randy, U as Umbrella, T as Tom, H as Henry, @gmail.com. Again, KJV, 1611 Ruth@gmail.com. In your subject line, put Bible prophecy. And thirdly, last but not least, if you wish to get a hold of Brother Six Eyes about any of his Six Eyes Music Studio Productions work, where you can get recordings made, whether album, commercial, etc., or if you wish to get donation information for the station here at the Six Eyes Radio Network, you contact him at sixeyes6@gmail.com. That's S-I-X. E-Y-E-S, digit number 6, at gmail.com. Again, S-I-X-E-Y-E-S, digit number 6, at gmail.com. In your subject line for him, you put what you're in reference that you're wanting to get a hold of him about. And in all three cases, in your body of your message, refer to your subject line, and we will not only read your message, but we will get back in contact with you. Amen. Hello, I'm Missionary Kenneth Wolfgang.
And I'm Emily Barnum.
And we're blind trucking in Ashtabula, Ohio.
Keep your hands on the wheel.
And your eyes on the road. And we support this program.
Here on the Six Eyes
Radio Network. Would you like to keep shows like this one on the air? Let me tell you how you can go about doing that. There are two methods. One, for those who use the PayPal platform, go to paypal.com, that's paypal.com, and in the box where it asks for the email address, you enter 6i6 at gmail.com, that's S-I-X-E-Y-E-S, the digit number 6, at gmail.com. For you Cash App users, you go to Cash App, you enter $SIXEYES, the digit 2, the digit number 4. Again, that's $SIXEYES, the digit 2, the digit 4. And in both cases, no matter how much your love gift, you enter that in. And we here at the Six Eyes Radio Network thank you very, very much. And God will greatly, richly, and most honorably bless you. Amen. And now it is time for the Six Eyes Bible Memory Verse of the Week. This week we are going into Deuteronomy chapter 12, verse 32. Deuteronomy chapter 12 and verse 32.
What things soever I command you, observe to do it. Thou shalt not add thereto, nor diminish from it.
Okay, and one more time.
What thing soever I command you, observe to do it. Thou shalt not add thereto, nor diminish from it.
And that was our Six Eyes Bible Memory Verse of the Week, Deuteronomy chapter 12, verse 32. Deuteronomy 12, verse 32, telling us when God gives you a command, you don't add to it. And we also know you should not take away, because his word is his word, and you don't add or take away from God's word. Amen. Found in Deuteronomy chapter 12, verse 32. Amen. Amen. And we know there are serious consequences also found in the book of Revelation, chapter 22, verses 18-19, when you add to God's word or take away from, you get the plagues added to you, according to Revelation. And, of course, you get your name taken away from the book of life if you take away from God's word. So, bad, bad consequences. You don't want that to happen to you. So, don't mess with God's word. Amen. All right. Another song here we're going to get into, and then see if we got more things from Emily here in a little bit.
Yeah. compassion, and I would understand what I'm going through while I'm going through. I'd be more patient. God, help me to see things the way you see things. Did I already say, help me to be patient? Say that again. Give us your eyes, God.
Yeah, I wish God would give me his eyes so I can understand why Emily won't let me have that Whopper. Yeah. So what do you think, Em?
I gotta agree with what Dad just said from the other room, Kenny.
Huh?
He said, that's not good for you.
Oh, is that it? Well, you got a Bible verse on that?
No, but you know, obey those that have rule over you.
Oh, well. Hey, there's nothing wrong with a big, fat, juicy Whopper and a big, fat, large order of fries.
That's not obeying those that got rule over you, including doctors there, Kenny.
Oh. Well, I'll have to ask Brother Quick tomorrow.
He'll agree with me. I bet you.
Oh, is that it?
Yep, I think Brother Quick will agree with me.
Ah.
I believe Brother Quick will agree with me. You got to obey those that have rule over you, including your doctor.
Well, what does your dad think about me having a nice big can of Pringles?
What do you think of that one, Dad? He said, no. Very stern boy, you said, no.
Ah, well. I'll still get my Pringles somehow.
You done tricked me once. You ain't doing it again.
And they tasted so good, too.
Yeah, and you need a whooping for that, too. All right, children, that's enough over here.
Now, those Pringles tasted so good. Anyway, so.
Missionary Ken needs a whooping for tricking head over the youth and prayer team. He needs a spiritual whooping.
Well, anyway, now, I just thought we'd give you another chance to say anything you might want, like prayer requests or anything else that you may have missed earlier.
I got a text since we've been on the show. There is a gentleman out in New Lebanon, Ohio.
Uh-huh.
That I've been communicating with and trying to share the gospel with. He just found out earlier today that his mother has went to be with the Lord, so he's asking for prayer for his family.
Okay. Well, God knows the name of the family and all that, so definite.
And if you don't quit being so bad there, Missionary Ken, about all this junk food, you're going to get it after the show.
No, don't you know that's health food? See, junk food is spinach and kale and lettuce and tomatoes. That's junk food. Health food is cookies, pies, cakes.
Kenny.
Donuts.
Don't give our young people the idea like that. Our young people don't need to be thinking that vegetables and stuff for junk food, because then they want the cakes, cookies, pies, all that, instead of stuff that actually has a nutritious value in them. Thank you.
Hey, there is nutritious value in donuts. Called calories.
Yeah, but you don't need the wrong calories in your diet. Thank you. I think Missionary Ken's trying to get head of the youth and prayer team to really give him a preaching after the show.
Well, Ruth likes those kind of calories. Ruth likes that kind of health food.
Yeah, but Ruth even knows, being a diabetic, she shouldn't be doing that.
Yeah.
Right around there, Sister Ruth.
So, all right. Well, now that I've picked on you enough, I think we'll play another song here. And guess what Ruthie's topic for tonight on the Bible prophecy is?
I have no clue, bud.
Well, that's what I think I'm trying to do early, is have a little hell let loose. That's what I'm trying to do. Trying to get Emmy to come over here and have some hell let loose is what I'm trying to do.
It's like this. So, you keep that up, you might have hell let loose before the broadcast even gets started, buddy.
Well, the broadcast has already started. We're just trying to get it done before the show ends. So,
you
all right, why don't we play this song?
Hell break loose.
So, let's boogie with this song, and then we'll be back with you afterward. Okay, Em?
Okay.
See the legends in the club, oh my God. See the legends in the club, oh my God. See the legends in the club, oh my God. See the legends in the club, oh my God. See the legends in the club, oh my God. See the legends in the club, oh my God. See the legends in the club, oh my God. See the legends in the club, oh my God. See the legends in the club, oh my God. Look at all these in the club. Look at all my showing love. We don't bought the bar. See the legends in the club, oh my God. See the legends in the club, oh my God.
All right. And Emily.
Hello. Yes, Kenny.
Ruth said, be praying for her. She got a bad headache. Although, guess what? Wondered if she's talking about me.
Kenny, you're bad.
Especially when I keep talking about wanting that Whopper.
And you keep on. Heather, you first team's going to be over there after the show, and you ain't going to want to see it.
Well, you know what I say?
What?
Threats, and ain't no action.
You'll find out if there'll be no action. You want to find out how fast it'll happen if you think it's just open threats?
Yeah, all talk, no action.
You don't think all talk, no action, buddy.
Yeah. Well, Ruthie told me to tell you guys, all the listeners, on the progress on our Bible. I think we'll do that. As of tonight, we'll be finished with 2 Kings. So we'll be finishing that tonight after the show. So.
Just to let you know, I'm going to have to drop off for a minute, plug this one in, and call back from my other number.
Okay, well, while you're doing that, we're going to be playing our last song and going right into our Bible prophecy after that anyway.
Okie doke.
Someone facing incredible obstacles in your life, I want you to lean on God and trust his flawless record. He never fails. He can do the impossible. How do I know? I've seen him do it.
Have no doubt my God can do the impossible.
There's nothing impossible for God.
I know he can.
I've seen him do it.
I've seen him do it.
He can turn the mess you're in to an awesome miracle. Yep, he can.
I know he can.
I've seen him do it. So
whatever problem you've got,
just let it go.
And give it to God. He'll work it out.
How do I know what God can do?
I've seen him do it.
I've seen him do it.
Hallelujah.
Oh,
I've lived long enough to see God do phenomenal things. Oh, yes, I have. I've seen God give people supernatural strength when they didn't know how they were going to make it. I've seen him use the most unlikely people to do incredible things. So I wrote this verse for those of you that are less than perfect. Listen.
When your life has gone astray, he'll preserve and cover you with his grace. That's how God works.
That's how God works.
I've seen him do it.
And this is what I like about God.
Then he'll erase your past.
If you repent,
so people can
he'll erase your past.
He's never lost the battle. He's never lost the victory.
witness to the Lord's goodness. And they told her she would have to have radical chemotherapy to get completely healed. Oh, but we started to pray. She never had chemo, never had radiation, and 7 years later, she's cancer-free. You can't tell me God doesn't want miracles.
Work it out.
How do I know?
Hallelujah.
'Cause I've seen him do it.
Thank you, Jesus.
I've seen him do it.
We know what you're
doing. I've seen him do it.
Your witness, wave your hand.
I've seen him do it.
And just begin to thank God for all the things you've seen him do. All the miraculous things he's done.
I've seen him do it.
Lord, we're truly grateful. I'm an eyewitness. I've seen you do it.
Radio Network.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm just ready to say heck with life and ready to feel like I'm feeling like I'd be better off 6 foot under.
Yeah, I want to do that, Em. I don't know much about this.
Well, that's just how I'm feeling.
Well, if that's how you're feeling, you may call a friend. But remember, they're not professionals, and they may not know how to help you. It's better if you call the National Suicide Prevention Line at 1-800-273-8255. Again, that number is 1-800. 273-8255. And this message has been brought to you by Six Eyes Radio Network. Is U-Haul open?
No.
We got to get this stuff moved. I heard about a great hauling service called Blind Truck in the Vastabula.
Oh, yeah?
Yes. They must have been around for a while. I hear they haul light furniture, groceries. I even heard they hauled pets at one time.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes, so I'm going to give them a call. The number is 440-789-9411. And they do have a PayPal. I hear they don't charge a thing, but they do accept donations. So we got to help keep them on the road. Their PayPal is the number 2-FOR1KATIE@gmail.com.
Okay.
Yes. So we got to get this stuff moved. So come on now. That's Blind Trucking. All right.
Let's do it.
That's Blind Trucking of Ashtabula. Blind Trucking of Ashtabula Hauling Service. 440-789-9411. All right. Come on now.
All right.
Hey, baby, I will be there shortly. Hope you are ready. Hope the food is ready. Can't wait. Love you. Now he'll never make dinner, never again, and several people won't make it home. Texting. It can wait. No texting while driving. Brought to you by Six Eyes Radio. This commercial is also brought to you by Blind Trucking of Ashtabula, Ohio. Keep your hands on the wheel and your eyes on the road. Amen. But now it's time for Ruth and her Bible prophecy. Amen.
When the beast shall walk among us, many shall fall away.
Famine, war, and desolation. Nation rising against nation. Trouble everywhere you turn. As in the time of Noah, in the days before the flood, sin will cool the love of men, and the streets will run with blood. Rape and murder, grief and sorrow, just like Sodom and Gomorrah, this world is gonna burn.
Lesson, Hell Let Loose. General purpose of this lesson is to urge you to do all you possibly can to get each of your loved ones ready to meet the Lord Jesus Christ, because a tremendous time of trouble, the like of which the world has never known, is coming upon the earth. Here's a scripture. For then shall be great tribulation, trouble, such as was not since the beginning of the world at this time, no, nor ever shall be. Matthew 24 and verse 21 in your King James Version Bible. At specific times, some, where in the future, there's going to be a time of tribulation and sorrow, such as the world has never seen since the beginning of this world, it's coming. Let me show you where it is in God's overall plan. God put Adam and Eve in a garden, which was a beautiful place, and told them to live there in a state of innocence.
well, innocence. They would be able to live in that place with all taxes paid. There'd be plenty of groceries. The climate would be just ideal, and there would be no physical death. Every phase of life would be perfect as long as they did what God told them. The only restriction upon them was that they stay away from one tree, the tree of knowledge of good and evil. Scripture, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, thou shalt not eat of it, for in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die. Genesis 2:17. Adam and his wife ate of the fruit of that tree in direct disobedience to God, and in so doing, lost their light clothing and cut their spiritual connection with God. When they severed their spiritual connection with God, they saw they were naked. Scripture, and the eyes of them both were opened, and they knew that they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves aprons. Genesis 3:7. Their first invention evidently was the sewing needle. They next began hunting leaves and sewing them together to make clothing to hide their nakedness. Because they deliberately disobeyed God, Adam and his wife were put out of the garden to live under their conscience. Mankind tried to live under conscience for approximately 1,600 years, but was never fully successful. At the end of that space of time, God sent a flood of water upon the earth and destroyed all human life except Mr. Noah, Mrs. Noah, Ham, Shem, Japheth, and their three wives. Only 8 people were brought through the flood. Scripture, which sometime were disobedient when once the long-suffering of God waited in the days of Noah while the ark was a preparing, wherein few, that is 8 souls, were saved by from water. 1 Peter 3:20. After the flood, mankind was to live under human government, and it was in this period of time that capital punishment was instituted. Some people today are trying to do away with capital punishment, but in Genesis, the Bible says, Scripture, whoso sheddeth man's blood, by man shall his blood be shed. Genesis 9:6. Under human government, the people who spoke one language began to build a tower, which was to reach up to heaven. God came down and asked the people what they were doing because he saw what looked like a government project in operation, and actually he wanted to know. Scripture, and the Lord came down to see the city and the tower which the children of men builded. Go to, let us go down, and there confound their language, that they may not understand one another's speech. Genesis 11:5-7. Now here it says, go to, let us go down. That's the Trinity. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. They're all together there. So just thought maybe I'd clarify that part. When the brick mason called for mortar, the workman mixing the mortar didn't know what the brick mason was saying. The people got confused, and they had to discontinue the project, because God confused their language and scattered them throughout the earth. God then stopped dealing with people as nations and went to a man by the name of Abram and made an everlasting promise to him. Scripture, now the Lord had said unto Abram, get thee out of thy country, from thy kindred, and from thy father's house unto a land that I will shew thee. And I make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. And I will bless them that bless thee, and curse them that curseth thee, and in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed. Genesis 12:1-3. See also Genesis 17:6-8. Sounds like another interesting lesson there. In the evening of Abram and Sarah's lives, God gave them Isaac, who was the son of promise. They eventually got their eyes off of God and on famine. Their posterity found themselves down in Egypt making bricks for Pharaoh. God sent a sheep herder by the name of Moses down into Egypt to bring them out. Scripture, new Moses kept the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian, and he led the flock to the backside of the desert and came to the mountain of God, even to Horeb. Come now, therefore, and I will send thee unto Pharaoh, that thou mayest bring forth my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt. And Moses said unto God, who am I, that I should go into Pharaoh, and I should bring forth the children of Israel out of Egypt? He says, certainly, I will be with thee, and this shall be a token unto thee that I have sent thee. When thou hast brought forth the people out of Egypt, ye shall serve God upon this mountain. Exodus 3:1-10-12. This period of time was known as promise. After wandering for 40 years in the desert on the way to the promised land, Moses received the law from God, and by inspiration he wrote the 496 points of the Mosaic Law. For 1,500 years, the people tried to live under the law, but they couldn't do it. It was impossible. Christians who have been truly born again are not trying to keep the Ten Commandments today. The law has already been kept for us by Christ. Paul said to the Galatians, who lived under grace for a while but became confused and tried to go back under law. Scripture, O foolish Galatians, who hath bewitched you? Galatians 3:1. When I come in contact with people who are trying to keep the law, my heart goes out to them. They're deluded. They're bewitched. They're scripturally blind. The Bible says, and if the blind lead the blind, both shall fall in the ditch. Well, that's Matthew 15:14 in your KJV. After 1,500 years of law, the period known as grace began. We've been in the period of time for almost 2,000 years. Today, God's children are living under grace. What is grace? Well, it's God's unmerited favor. We don't deserve a thing. We're sinners. We've turned our backs on the love of God. We've walked afresh through the shed blood of the Savior, yet God, in his marvelous, omnipotent grace, because he loved us before the foundation of the world, has saved us by grace through Christ. What a God. Praise the Lord. Scripture, for by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves is the gift of God. Ephesians 2:8. It's been approximately 2,000 years since the period of grace began, and the Bible says, the end of grace, there's coming a time upon the earth to be known as the tribulation period, spoken of by Jeremiah of the Old Testament as Jacob's trouble. Scripture, and last, for that day is great, that none is like it. It is even the time of Jacob's trouble, but he, Jacob, Israel, shall be saved out of it. Jeremiah 30 and verse 7. Scripture, and so all Israel shall be saved, as it is written, there shall come out of Zion the deliverer, and shall turn away ungodliness from Jacob. Romans 11:26 in your KJV. Tribulation period is commonly referred to as being 7 years in length. Please see Daniel 9, verses 24 to 27. There you'll see Gabriel told the prophet a total of 70 weeks of years, or 490 years, were to be visited upon the Israelites in the city of Jerusalem from the close of the Babylonian captivity till Christ was crucified. 480 years were used, but there remain 7 years of the 490 years to be used. That's known as the tribulation period. During this time of trouble, God is going to pour out his unmitigated wrath and chaos upon this earth in a manner the like of which the world has never before seen. The people living on the earth under grace who refuse to accept God's message, spurning his love and turning their backs upon his blessed Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, are going to be given over to a strong delusion. Bible says they will be damned because they believe not the truth and have pleasure in unrighteousness. Scripture, it's all deceivableness of unrighteousness. And them that perish because they receive not the love of the truth that they might be saved. And for this cause, God shall send them strong delusion that they should believe a lie, that they all might be damned or judged who believe not the truth but had pleasure in unrighteousness. That's 2 Thessalonians 2:10-12. There's coming a time when hell will be let loose upon the earth. Scripture, for then shall be great tribulation such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, no, nor ever shall be. Matthew 24:21. Now here's a scripture. Proclaim ye this among the Gentiles. Prepare war. Wake up the mighty men. Let all the men of war draw near. Let them come up. Beat your plowshares into swords and your pruning hooks into spears. Let the weak say, I am strong. Assemble yourselves and come, all ye heathen, and gather yourselves together round about. Thither cause thy mighty ones to come down, O Lord. Let the heathen be wakened and come up to the valley of Jehoshaphat, for there will I sit to judge all the heathen round about. Put ye in the sickle, for the harvest is ripe. Come, get you down, for the press is full, the fats overflow, for their wickedness is great. Multitudes, multitudes in the valley of decision, for the day of the Lord is near in the valley of decision. Joel 3, verses 9 through 14. That will be the last great military conflict in which human beings will fight each other. Will not be the last way, but it will be the last battle which will be fought with human beings engaging each other in conflict. This battle is further described in this manner. Scripture, and I saw heaven opened, and behold, a white horse. He said upon him was called faithful and true, and in righteousness he doth judge and make war. And I saw an angel standing in the sun. And he cried with a loud voice, saying to all the fowls that fly in the midst of heaven, Come and gather yourselves together unto the supper of the great God, that ye may eat the flesh of kings, and the flesh of captains, and the flesh of mighty men, and the flesh of horses, and of them that sit on them, and the flesh of all men, both free and bond, both small and great. And I saw the beasts of the kings of the earth and their armies gather to make war against him that sat on the horse and against his army. Revelation 19:11-17-19. Who will gather the armies of the world for this great battle? Scripture, and I saw three unclean spirits, demons, like frogs, come out of the mouth of the dragon, Satan, and out of the mouth of the beast, the Antichrist, and out of the mouth of the false prophet, and an international religious leader, some believe is the Pope of Rome. For they are the spirits of devils, working miracles, which go forth unto the kings of the earth and the whole world, to gather them to the battle of that great day of God Almighty. Revelation 16:13-14. Where will they be gathered? Well, we're told the place in the same book and in the same chapter of the Bible. Here it is, Scripture. And he gathered them together into a place called in the Hebrew tongue Armageddon. Revelation 16:16. Who will be the head of this Armageddon army? Scripture. And I saw the beast, the Antichrist, and the huge kings of the earth and their armies gathered together to make war against him, Christ, that sat on the horse and against his army. Revelation 19:19, KJV. Who's the beast? Is the Antichrist? How do we know the beast is the Antichrist? The beast of Revelation corresponds with Matthew's abomination of desolation and with Paul's man of sin. In his epistles, John calls him the Antichrist, but here in Revelation, he's called the beast. Daniel calls him the little horn. Regardless of what he's called, my dear listener, he is still Satan's adopted son, the Antichrist. Satan's going to cause the Antichrist to gather the armies of the world at Armageddon, and Jesus Christ is going to come back down to the earth at the close of the tribulation period to fight the battle of Armageddon. The Antichrist is going to command the armies of the world in battle array outside the city of Jerusalem. Here's another scripture. For I will gather all nations against Jerusalem to battle. Zechariah 14:2, KJV. Scripture. And the number of the army of the horsemen were 200,000. That's 200 million. Revelation 9:16. Military statisticians tell us that America can put 25 million soldiers on the field of battle. Consider all the nations of the earth which are now preparing for war at a cost of $200 billion annually, and realize the United States can put 25 million fighting men in uniform for Armageddon. The USA will have the last half of the time of Jacob's trouble to get ready. An army of 200 million men is to be gathered for Armageddon. John grimly describes the battle. Here it is. And the angel thrust in his sickle into the earth, and gathered the vine of the earth, and cast it into the great winepress of the wrath of God. And the winepress was trodden without the city Jerusalem, and blood came out of the winepress, even unto the horses' bridles, by a space of 1,600 furlongs, 200 miles. Revelation 14:19-20. The Bible is history written in advance. God knows what will happen thousands of years before it happens. In essence, he says, I'm going to gather all nations against Jerusalem in the Valley of Jehoshaphat. I'm going to send 200 million soldiers over there. They're going over there to oppose my son, Jesus Christ, when he comes back from heaven, riding on a white horse, followed by the armies of heaven, also riding on white horses. They're going to be satanically inspired and under the leadership of Satan's Antichrist. Here's a scripture. And I saw heaven opened, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat upon him was called Faithful and True, and in righteousness he doth judge and make war. And the armies which were in heaven followed him upon white horses, clothed in fine linen, white and clean. Revelation 19:11-14. Christ will come down to this earth and destroy every soul who opposes him at Armageddon. We're on the winning side, praise the Lord. Scripture, and the beast, the Antichrist, was taken, and with him the false prophet, an international religious leader, like I said, some people think it's the Pope, that wrought miracles before him, with which he deceived them that had received the mark of the beast, and them that worshipped his image. These both, the beast and the false prophet, were cast alive into a lake of fire, burning with brimstone. And the remnant, those who escaped death during the battle, were slain with the sword of him, Christ, and sat upon the horse, which sword proceeded out of his mouth, and all the fowls were filled with their flesh. Revelation 19:20-21. Hell is to be let loose in the future. 21 different calamities, 7 seals, 7 trumpets, 7 bowls are to strike the earth during the 7-year period of time. Would you please tell me why anyone who is not a Christian would turn the Savior away? Why would anyone spurn the Savior who came to this earth and shed his blood, hanging on the cross with 4 major wounds in his body, the Christ who died, came back to life, appeared during a 40-day period to over 500 people on 12 different occasions, and at this moment is sitting at the right hand of God, anxiously waiting for sinners to say yes to him? Can you tell me why anyone in his right mind would spurn that divine love and take his chances with this old world when hell is let loose? The 3 verses of Scripture I conclude, here they are. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, laden with sin, trouble, cares, misunderstandings, and financial obligations, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. Rest from anxiety, from fear, from the political turmoil in the world, from the fear of atomic annihilation, or from anything that might be disturbing your spiritual balance. My yoke is easy and my burden is light, Matthew 11:28-30. Told you what's coming. Hell's to be let loose. Please don't be here when it comes to pass. May this be your experience. Oh, safe to the rock that is higher than I, my soul in its conflicts and sorrows would fly. So sinful, so weary, fine, thine would I be. Thou blessed rock of ages, I'm hiding in thee. Hiding in thee, hiding in thee. Thou blessed rock of ages, I'm hiding in thee. And the next lesson will be He's Coming Again.
This is Lynn Colliver. You're listening to the Six Eyes Radio Network.
All right. And we're going to, we got the mics open. And Emily, question for you. Did you have any questions or comments on what was presented there? Your mic is open, Em. Get your coffee, Em. Okay. All right, we also got another caller here. We're just trying to get your mic open.
Oh, that's just Jim.
Okay, private number, your mic is open if you got any questions or comments. Prayer request, prayer phrases.
This is Sister Lila, Missionary Wolfgang.
Oh, all right. How you doing tonight, Lila?
I caught the towards the ending of it. Sorry I'm so late calling in, but I do have a prayer praise.
All righty.
I got a new friend here at my facility. Her name's Erin. So one of my prayers have been answered, which was an unspoken that I pray for myself. It was to get a new friend here at the facility. So that was a blessing. So I'm kind of getting to know her, and she's kind of opening up to me and my one friend Damien. So I'm kind of showing her how things are done and everything. But no, I don't have no comments, but if the only thing I do got to ask is if you could email me the verses for today's lesson.
Well, Lila, speaking of which, you as well as anybody, there's a couple options for you, okay? If you got a way of taking a quick note, listen up sharp, okay?
Uh-huh.
You got it. There's a couple options for you.
Uh-huh.
First off, now, the first one you've had trouble with, so don't worry about this first option. The first option is for those with a smartphone. First option is for those with a smartphone or tablet. They could go on the podcast section of their phone or tablet and enter Six Eyes S-I-X-E-Y-E-S space radio, Six Eyes Radio, S-I-X-E-Y-E-S space radio, R-A-D-I-O. Click on that, and when you hit enter, we'll pop up, and you go to the right-hand corner, upper right-hand corner, and you see subscribe. You click that, and you'll have Six Eyes Radio. You'll have tonight's show as well as all other shows. That's the first option. Second option is you go like on your little web browser of your phone where you type in like Google or whatever. You go up in the top, you go in the top part of your browser where you type the word, where you type the word Google. Instead of typing Google, you type you type in blogtalkradio.com/sixeyes. That's B, that's B L O G T A L K R A D I O dot C M slash S I X E Y E S. When you type that in, after you type that in, click enter. When you hit enter, you will be brought to the Six Eyes Radio page, and you will have all of the broadcasts that we have done, including tonight's show, right there at your fingertips. And then you just pick the show that you pick the show that you want. You click on its title, and when you click on its title, then you will be taken to that show's page, and then you can download the show, you can listen to the show, or whatever, right there on that show's page. Okay?
Okay.
That's how you do it. So you got two options. First off, for smartphone users or tablet, go to the podcast section, again, Six Eyes Radio, click on subscribe, and then you have it. Second option is blogtalkradio.com/sixeyes, and you'll be on the Six Eyes Radio page, and you have it there. You can also get it through iTunes, Apple Podcast. So there's many options, okay? So there's many ways you can get our shows. And for those wishing to donate to the Six Eyes Radio Network, we've already mentioned it tonight, but again, there are actually three different options. First option is to go to paypal.com, and you enter the email address, sixeyes6@gmail.com. That's S-I-X-E-Y-E-S, digit number 6@gmail.com. Second option for Cash App users, you go to Cash App, you enter $ S-I-X-E-Y-E-S, digit 2, digit 4, again, $ S-I-X-E-Y-E-S, digit 2, digit 4, and in both cases, you enter the love gift that you wish to enter in, and we here at the Six Eyes Radio Network thank you very, very much, and God will richly bless you. The third option is for you who wish to send a check or money order, you contact Six via his email address at sixeyes6@gmail.com. Again, S-I-X-E-Y-E-S, digit 2, digit 4. That's for Cash App users. Let me get my head on straight here. And his email address, sixeyes6@gmail.com, S-I-X-E-Y-E-S, digit 6@gmail.com. Again, S-I-X-E-Y-E-S, digit number 6@gmail.com. In your subject line, put donation for Six Eyes Radio. And when you send it to him, ask in your email how you can go about sending a check or money order. He will then send you back an email telling you exactly how to make, who to make it payable to, and the address to send it to, and then you'll be able to send a check or money order as well. So those are your options. But for Brother Six Eyes, me, Missionary Kenneth Wolfgang, and all the gang here at the Six Eyes Radio Network, we want to say God bless, good night, and we'll catch you tomorrow when Dr. Doug Quick comes on to the show and gives us another good message at 9 p.m. here at the Six Eyes Radio Network. God bless everybody.